Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Morehouse is playing their spring game today at 3 o'clock. Campus, and they've been getting ready to play that with new head coach Terrence Mathis over there, too. We're hoping to catch up with him this morning and just get his thoughts as he's gone through practices, getting team together. And my goodness, I had a chance to go to the Georgia State spring game, which is yesterday. Different vibe, man. Different feel.
Why is that?
Coach Dale McGee has come in and just a different vibe with the team program. Had some night the music. Pastor Troy did halftime, you know, entertainment for the crowd there. So,
isn't that kind of what you want, though? I mean, is that something that maybe
it's plugging into the city a little more. You know what I mean? It's plugging to the city a little more. So it was great, you know, to see that. You know, talk about a coaching staff that had to be put together on the fly, but someone else has had to do that as well. You know, over at Morehouse, and you know, you say, man, a disadvantage to come in a situation like that, but Terrence Mathis, friend of the show and former Falcons standout, has taken on the challenge of coaching the Maroon Tigers over at Morehouse, and he joins us now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Coach, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We are doing fine. I just think about last time I saw Terrence.
Okay.
You know where it was? Where? I believe it was walking the pits out of Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Yeah, Ben.
Oh, wow.
Now, last time I saw you, man.
That was a long time ago.
Seen him a while.
He dipped his toe into that world and had, you know. But we'll talk NASCAR with you another time. Let's talk football right now.
Yeah, we're talking with you because you guys got show and tell today at 3 o'clock. Well, it is. And what you know, what has it been like for you to take on that level? You've been a part of a coaching staff at the collegiate level, but to take on this particular program at this time?
You know, first of all, it's been a blessing. It's been truly a blessing. The amount of support that I've received from the top, from the president to the student body has been just phenomenal. And the student athletes has been incredible, man. They have bought in. They're hungry. And it's been just a great experience. You know, we one thing that we don't do around there is talk about the past. We talk about everything new. And everything we do is uncommon. So we're trying to make them feel comfortable being uncommon and just being different. We do things different. You know, we hit the field and we're off the field in 90 minutes. We go in fast. You know, my coaching staff has learned to teach on the run instead of doing a whole lot of talking and standing around. So the energy has been phenomenal and just, I'm expecting, you know, of course you would like to have a full house, but we're expecting a good group of people, parents, friends, student body, Spelman, student body and alum, and Morehouse football alums. It's just going to be an amazing atmosphere.
Terrence Mathis joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Not talking about the past so much, but when you think about when you were a student back then as opposed to now, talking to these students, coaching these students, bringing them up, what are some of the challenges as you have tried to connect with them that maybe has been kind of funny to you, but something that you have jumped in with both feet?
Well, I've been preparing myself for this opportunity for the last 12 years to be a head football coach on a collegiate level. And then I have children that are 22 and 25 years old. So you see the challenges that they've gone through and been through. The transition to other young people is pretty much the same. You know, it's pretty much taking on your own kids. And the challenges probably is it didn't take long for them to buy in because – they've seen a head coach do what he has asked them to do and can still do as far as working out, running, demonstrating, all those things. And my energy has just been the same every single day. And then we talk about being plugged into each other to get energy source from each other. And when one guy is down and not practicing as hard and something's going in, we go over and talk. And then we try to plug into him to get his energy up and vice versa. They do it for me sometimes. So we just become this uncommon entity. And we always talk about being one body, kind of talking the same language, riding in the same lane, going the same speed at the same time. And we're almost there, you know, because we have 75 kids out to spring football, which I've heard has never happened. And then we're going to have another 30 or so young men coming in for the fall. So this is uncommon in this arena, and it's just been amazing.
Yeah, folks, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline. Former Falcons standout Terrence Mathis, pride of Reed Ann High School. joining us now later today, Morehouse Tigers, where he's now the new head coach, will be playing the spring game at 3 o'clock. If you want to follow them, they are social. You can find them on Twitter at Morehouse FB, at Morehouse FB. You see a lot of pictures. This is a picture of Bob Whitfield.
Whitfield is my offensive line coach.
Yes, there you go.
You got big Bob over there, man. My goodness. Yeah. How tough or how easy was it to get him to get on board with you?
It wasn't hard at all. He's coached with me on the high school level before, so it wasn't hard. We've been talking about this thing for years, being together, whatsoever. See, what the thing is that if we can show them championship pedigree, if we can show them professionalism, how things are supposed to look, how things are supposed to sound, how things are supposed to smell, boy, it's just contagious. And that's what we're trying to do. You know, we're attention to details, being mentors, being teachers in everything that we do. And everyone around, and my door is always open. It's never closed. When I say, you know, a lot of coaches say, I have an open door policy, but you got to knock on their door or go through a secretary to get to them.
Yeah.
You know, my door is open. You just walk right in. People walk right into my office. Players, parents, students, whoever, walk right into my office. And I greet them and sit down and talk to them. I put down whatever I'm doing. And I speak to everyone. I walk the campus. I eat in the cafeteria. I do all these things because I don't want them to think that, oh, he's some former NFL player and he thinks, no. I'm part of his culture now. And I want you to see that I have bought in. So now I want you to buy into what we're doing. And it's working. It's really working.
You got to ask you, what is it like being a part of, you know, because in recent years there's been a lot more of attention focused on HBCU athletics. And to be able to do that here in a place where people know you, your brand is known from what you've done growing up in this community and also playing professionally and living in this community. It means more to you to be a part of it. But talk about being in the plug into that with the attention that is devoted now, with more games being streamed, more games being televised, just more exposure in general.
Well, first of all, being at Morehouse, you got to think about it. The most prestigious HBCU in the country, in the world. Think about it. When you go anywhere, you say Morehouse, you equate it with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You're talking about Ralph Warnock. You're talking about Maynard Jackson. You're talking about Samuel Jackson. You're talking about Spike Lee. You're talking about all these Benjamin E. Mays. You're talking about all these people who have just graced themselves on this campus. That's the first thing. And to be able to help these young men become professionals at something and to help build the Morehouse man is phenomenal too. But with the other thing, yes, it's been amazing how HBCU sports has grown over the last few years. And one thing I said to these young men is, it's not about me. I've had the spotlight. I've done this and I've done that. And I got the awards and all these things. It's about you. How can we build you up where you can get the spotlight so you can leave here and become something special and give back to your college? So it's been amazing. You know, as you know me, Sam, I am the same all the time. I don't get too high and too low, especially when it comes to the exposure part of it. I understand it. You know, when you're doing well, everybody loves you. When you're doing bad, they talk back about you.
So I
get that. And so it doesn't bother me whatsoever. So, but we're trying to teach them how to overcome some of the pitfalls that they may see. And biggest thing, Sam, biggest thing, guys, we're trying to win them all. We're trying to win all 10. It's not like, you know, when a new coach comes in, well, I got to build my culture and they got to bring the right guys in here. We're going to do, you know, in the next couple of years. No. Tell the truth. If you're not trying to win right now, you shouldn't be coaching. That's honest.
Yes.
And when you speak words like that, you put your team in a bind because it's telling them that, well, it's okay to be average. You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to talk to them like that. I told them I'm going to be always honest with you. We're trying to win every single game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're doing. And seeds have been planted this spring, and they're going to show you what they've been doing today at 3:00 over at Morehouse College. Go there and check out the spring game, see what's happening, and see what seeds have been planted as they get set for the fall. First fall under Coach Terrence Mathis. Coach, we appreciate you getting up and spending
some time with us, Coach.
This morning. All right.
Thank you. One thing, you know, it's going to be an afternoon house party.
Okay.
If you have never seen the House Party movies, go watch them. And this is House Party 4 right here.
Okay.
This is House Party 4. We about to go rock the house.
Oh,
all
man.
Right.
Looking forward to it. He got me doing a shout-out to Robin Harris.
That's right.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it,
Harris. Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right, there you go.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.